Good morning, everyone. So good to be with you this morning. Welcome to Adventures with Jesus today. Today we're going to talk about the fact that Jesus says, don't be afraid because I am with you. This is something that's just been so wrecking me lately. I very much believe in the power of the body of Christ. I believe that the finger helps the hand, helps the wrist, helps the arm, helps the elbow, that each one of us are connected together specifically by God to help each other. That's what the body of Christ looks like, right? So there are gifts and talents that you have that I don't have, and I need to be able to connect with you in order to get the benefit of what you bring to the world, and you get to connect with me to get the benefit of what I bring to the world. That is why we can't do life alone. That is why we need to be connected to each other. So I tremendously value coaching, counseling, mentoring. I seek out mentors and counselors and coaches all the time. I'm always wanting to grow and learn, develop in areas that I don't know how to grow in, get insight from others that have the wisdom from God on how to do a particular thing that I don't know how to. And then, of course, I so value being able to do that for others too as a spiritual mentor. I love to mentor people, walk with people along their spiritual journey. So I have been going to some counseling sessions lately, and there is something that for the longest time in my life has held me back. It's a fear that I experienced all through my childhood, and it deeply affected me. And when I talk about it, I call it being afraid of falling into the pit. And by that, I mean I shy away from anything that looks negative. I'm always trying to be positive. I will do all that I can to stay in a good frame of mind. And part of that is my personality. That is how I'm created to be. I am naturally positive. I'm naturally optimistic. I see the bright side of things. I will go for things. I'm not afraid. That's a part of my personality. But it's also a little bit of that is skewed by these experiences I had as a kid. And so I was going through this counseling session, and one of the things I love to do, and you'll notice any video of mine that you watch, any post that you read, it's all about how Jesus is with us in our lives and how he walks with us, how he does things with us, how he wants to help us to live more like him. He's not like, oh, there's the Bible, you guys go off and do it yourselves. He wants to do it with us, right? And so I'm always pointing back to him and what he does. And so I'm in this counseling session, and we're talking about the pit. And I closed my eyes, and my counselor asked a question that I really want to encourage you to ask. This is a question I'm going to hold on to for the rest of my life. And the question was, go into the memory of what was happening. So put yourself in the place that it makes you afraid. And then say to Jesus, Jesus, where are you? Not Jesus, where are you? But Jesus, where are you? If he is always with us, if he never leaves us or forsakes us, that means he's right with us in every single circumstance in our lives. So I close my eyes, and I see myself in a literal pit. It's like a well that has been dug, and I'm sitting on the bottom, and I look up, and I'm so far down that the light is just a little speck of light at the top. And the walls are all smooth, so I know I'm out of my own efforts. Nothing I can do can get me out of this pit, right? And to me, that is one of my biggest fears, that I'm going to get into depression or a place that I can't get out of. And so as I'm sitting there, I ask this question, and I say, Jesus, where are you? And I look up, and I see him looking over the edge of the pit, and he goes, oh, yeah, I see you. What are you doing down there? I said, well, this is just where I am at the moment. He says, okay. And he lets down a rope ladder all the way down the side of the pit, and he starts to climb down. And I watch him, and he's climbing down the ladder until he gets to the bottom. And then I'm sitting there cross-legged on the floor, and he comes and he just sits next to me. And I looked at him, I said, what are you doing? He said, well, I'm always with you. You choose to be here, so I'm going to be here with you. And I'm like, but Jesus, this isn't a nice place to be. He said, I know, but you're here and you're a nice place to be. You're the one I like to be with. So he sat there for a little bit, and he said, you're here because you're afraid. And I said, yeah, this is the place I don't like to be. And he said, you know what? I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of where you are. And I looked at him and I said, that's amazing. Yeah, you're not afraid of what is down here in the pit. because you are light and you bring light to the darkness. He says, yeah, I'm not afraid, but I love you. So I'm going to sit here with you until you're ready to climb out. So he sat there for a little bit. I looked at him and I just got this revelation that I didn't need, one, I didn't need to be in the pit. And two, I didn't need to be afraid of being in the pit. So I turned to him and said, okay, let's go. He said, okay, let's go. And he put me on his back and we climbed back up the ladder and we got out of the pit. And this experience with Jesus has transformed my life. This thing that I've been so afraid of all my life, that I've spent so much energy trying not to fall into the pit, or if I am in it, getting out of it, you know, making myself feel better, even when I don't want to. And there's probably stuff I need to be working at, but I just gloss over it. And there's so many instances in my life where I've been afraid of both being in the pit and falling into it, right? So Jesus really showed me that this is Psalm 23:4, come to life. And that psalm says, I had it a minute ago, the psalm is the psalm where he says, even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you fear no evil because I am with you. And in the Amplified version, it actually says, I'm going to walk through it with you. And so these are the three things that I wanted to share with you this morning. Is that Jesus walks through our stuff with us. He's not, if he doesn't get, we don't get to the valley of the shadow of death and we start walking in and goes, uh-uh, this is the valley, I'm not coming with you. Cheers, I'm going around the mountain and I'll see you on the other side. He doesn't do that, right? He says, even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will be with you. So when we go into the places that are fearful for us, whether it's, you know, that you've been bullied and now you are afraid to speak up at work for fear of consequences, if you've had your heart broken and so committing to relationships is hard for you, whatever the thing is that you're afraid of, Jesus is with you in the middle of it. He's not making you go through this alone. He's not, you don't have to work up enough strength to get through this. You don't have to get the wisdom to get through this. Jesus is with you in the place that you fear the most, just like he was with me in the pit. The second thing that he wanted to share is that he's not afraid of what you're afraid of. The thing that scares you, the pit that scared me so much, he climbed down and he's like, I'm not afraid. I'm stronger than the pit. I'm bigger than the pit. There's nothing in here that worries me. So the thing that you are so afraid of, know that as Jesus is with you in that fear, as he's walking through the valley of the shadow of death with you, that he's not afraid of it. You may see the big sides. I saw a picture of me walking through this valley and these sides were huge and high and black. And I'm looking at the black and he's going, no, I'm just looking ahead. I'm not afraid of what's here. Isn't that so comforting? So he's with you and he's not afraid of what you're afraid of. And then the last thing is that he will walk through the valley of the shadow of death with you. That verse doesn't say we're going to get in and then we're going to pitch tent and we're going to make a camp and we're going to make a fire and we're going to sit here for 2 weeks enjoying the ambiance. He doesn't say that. He says, I will walk through the valley of the shadow of death with you. That means there are always times that we will go through things that make us afraid. But God is with us. He's not afraid of what we're afraid of. And he will walk through it with us. So just keep on walking, step by step by step, each day taking another step. And the beautiful thing is, in the Amplified version of that verse, it says that my rod will guide you and my staff will protect you. So I said, Jesus, what does that mean? Make that practical for me. And he said, well, my staff will guide you. So that means you just need to follow where I'm going. So I could see him move in front of me a little bit. And he's got the staff. And he says, don't look up at the sides of the valleys. Just look in front of you. Keep your eyes on my staff. And my rod will protect you. So he's our protection and he's our guidance. So anything that you're afraid of in the fear, Jesus is walking with you. He's not afraid of it. And he's going to make sure that you're safe as you walk through it. And then as you keep on walking behind him, he's going to give a guide for you to be able to follow him out of it. And what that practically means is that each day as you look at the fear and you face it, as I looked at this pit, I went, oh, okay, I don't need to be afraid of this anymore. So now every time I feel that fear coming back up again, I can go, you know what? Jesus is with me. He's not afraid of this. And he's going to lead me out of it. There's going to be wisdom. He's going to give me a way. He's going to bring people. I'm going to listen to a song or a podcast or somebody's going to say something. Something's going to happen that is going to lead me out of this. And I can't tell you how this has transformed my life, that I don't need to be afraid anymore. We will walk through them in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John 16:33. Jesus says, you will face trials and tribulations in this. We see it all the way through the New Testament, all the things that everyone went through. But he said, don't be afraid because I have overcome its power to harm you. Isn't that the coolest thing? So know that as you go into today, as your fears are being highlighted, specifically in this time as so many buttons of ours are being pushed and so many fears are being highlighted, that first of all, Jesus is with you in the middle of this. Second of all, he is not afraid of what you're afraid of. It doesn't bother him. He doesn't feel that fear, right? So it's small to him. It may be big to you, but it's small to him, and Jesus is with you. And the third thing is that that he will wait there with you, and when you're ready to go, he will take you out of it. As you walk step by step by step through the valley of the shadow of death, he leads you, he guides you, he protects you. As you follow him, you will get out the other side. And that valley of the shadow of death does not have the power to harm you because Jesus is with you. He is not afraid, and he will get you out the other side. That is the promise of Jesus. So I want to encourage you, I want to speak to your heart today, that whatever is fearful to you, whatever has held you back, whatever's been a block because you're afraid of doing it, take courage from what Jesus is telling you today. Take courage from the fact that he knows, he sees you, he validates that you're afraid, he'll come and sit with you, but then he's going to walk out of that with you too. That is the promise of the adventure with Jesus today. So I want to encourage you to come across and visit us at awjtoday.com. I love walking with people through these blockages, through these places where fear has stopped you, where you can't seem to move forward. That is what Jesus and I love to do. So come and book a spiritual mentoring session with me. Let's get you back on the tracks of your life. So as always, Jesus is inviting you on an adventure today. Will you accept?